All right, Jay Coop, did you have a front row seat for that Monster Girl hit? And did you see all that?
Oh, yeah, Cooper hit her, and I was in third. So.
That's what I'm saying. Like, were you just like, what?
I was like, is Coop going down?
Yeah. I was like, thanks, man.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what just happened?
Right.
Like,
right.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah. Well, hey, good race for you. I mean, I'm sure you wanted to stay on the box. It was up there. But, like, I feel like it's all just like a learning steps, and you're getting better. Like, is that something to be confident about?
Yeah, I mean, I had the podium spot, but, you know, it's also important to learn, like, you know, running in that pace, and can't really expect to hold on to it, you know, the first time I'm up there. So it was just cool to be in that position to, you know, battle those guys and, you know, kind of go back and forth with them and just, you know, keep an eye on the leaders and, you know, where they're at. It was good.
Yeah, you qualified well, and, like, yeah, you were just in the mix, right? And then, like, next week you'll be like, hey, I can do this again, right? You and Chase had a nice little battle. He got you. He made a mistake. You got him back. And then I didn't see where he got you again.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Okay. We went back and forth a few times. But, yeah, it was tough. The track was breaking down a lot. He was making mistakes. I was making mistakes. And, yeah, I think that's how I got passed for third, actually. I missed the on-off, and that kind of did it for me. But, yeah, those guys were really pushing me. I was kind of looking at the board to see who it was. I knew there was two of them, and I could see them flip-flopping positions behind me. So I was like a new attacker every lap. So.
Like, something's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I heard from somebody that you're a lot of times the fastest guy during the week, you know, at the Go Farm. So that's cool, right?
Yeah, I've been riding really well this season. Finally taking it from the practice track to the races. Me and Coop, we push each other, I feel like, harder during the practice days than at the races. I think the practice motos are tougher at the farm.
Oh, really?
We're high intensity, and we're pushing each other, and, you know, it's been good. Like, training, we've been pushing each other. I feel like for the last 6 months we've been so close, and it's good. Like, there's not a day where, like, one's really good and, like, you know, the other one's way behind. It's like someone's pushing each other at all times. So,
you know, when I was a mechanic on Yamaha, Ferry and Villeman could match Reed a lot during the week, or sometimes Villeman would be faster, and then Chad's ability to pick up a track on a Saturday was really what separated him. And I'd sit there and be like, what happened to, and I, like, Coop's a veteran, like, do you notice that too?
Yeah, he's definitely got the experience there. And well, like, in the main, where I was kind of trailing him, I was pretty close to him for, I would say, 2 seconds behind him for like half the race, and then he just kept chugging along, and I felt like I kind of got mentally fatigued and, like, was kind of falling back and starting to play defense with those two, but he kind of just kept chugging along, and that's what I got to learn. I think he has the ability to suffer really, really well, and not that I don't, just got to get used to it.
Well, good thing, man. Good job tonight. You're slowly getting better. It's a cool story here, man. Keep it up. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.